Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Second Chance Lifestyle Show.
But Anna, she did come in at 16.
Real.
We like to support each other by charging vaguely around the same amount of money.
Totally.
Now, reaching out to you from beautiful British Columbia, Canada, it's Ken and Lisa. Well, hello everyone once again. We just started the show a minute ago. You likely heard the difficulty. I have no clue what the fuck happened to the show.
I have a feeling I know what happened.
What
you don't
happened?
Know, today is a full moon.
Well.
And today is a super moon, so the moon's really big. And so.
What does the moon have to do with technical difficulties?
Well, you know what they say, when there's a full moon, people act crazy and odd things happen. And so I'm sure that has something to do with it. And, you know, when you're around me, technology tends to screw up.
I'm sitting here, I'm gobsmacked, just watching this, and this show went three different windows, three different segments. I think, what the fuck is going on here? We tried and tried, we just had to stop and do it over.
I guess the universe had another plan, so we're back now.
We're back now.
So today's August 10th, 2014, it's a full moon, it's a wonderful night.
Well, I'll let you be the host today.
Sure, yeah. So welcome back to the Second Chance Lifestyle Show. So I'm Lisa, clinical hypnotherapist and mental health practitioner. And you are?
I'm still gobsmacked. I'm Ken.
Are you still, just drink your beer, you're fine.
The legal process outsourcer and the transformation life coach allowed me to transform your life. And so we just had a big error with the show starting. I have no clue what that was.
I'm actually not surprised. Things have been, it's a crazy day. I also want to remind people, since it's a full moon, make sure you go outside to enjoy it. And it's a good time of transformation. So if you're looking to let go of things, get out of a relationship, or change your mindset, whatever it is, just set your intention. It's a good night to do that.
Or,
I know you don't know much about that stuff.
A good bottle of beer will suit you well, too.
No, I'm not going to be promoting drinking.
No.
I'm not sure if people are going to... That's to them what they do in their own time, but I don't want to promote that on the show.
So with today's show... Also, how's everyone doing today? And if you want to call in to reach us, ring us at 516-595-8091. And repeat, 516-595-8091.
You can also send us a message in our chat room. And or send us a tweet at Second Chance Hip Now, or send us a message on Facebook, facebook.com/ Second Chance Transformation Hypnotherapy.
And we want to thank our caller last week, John. He was very, very
good chap. Very informational. He was a great guest. He stole the show.
Yeah, so if you're there listening, just give us a jingle in a bit, John. Let us get through some preliminary business. But of course, traditionally the show, and for Her Majesty, let's get the proper tribute.
Oh.
Even during the tribute, why was the sound jumpy?
Because it's the moon. I tell everyone today, some people are in crazy days, just go up the flow, don't fight it, it's a full moon. Like, it happened to me today, I was going to go out and meet some people, some clients, and whatever reason didn't work out, but I was like, go up the flow, whatever is meant to happen will happen, so here we are, we're back.
Here we are again, yeah. And special thanks to our wonderful clients who are here. Canada from Mother England, after their treatment, they hopped, you know, plane back to England until the next batch comes over.
Yes, I'm getting ready actually to be very busy in the fall. The next batch of weight loss clients, and so I'm excited about that.
So let's what's
okay. So
topic
today's
today?
Show, there's two parts to it. The first part is we actually talk about this a lot. Is it worth it to get an arts degree anymore? So this is a good subject about education.
An arts degree.
Yeah. So do you know many people who have an arts degree?
I don't know many artists.
No, but, well, clients and things you...
Well, you said arts degree. I don't know many artists.
No, I'm not talking artists. Do you know people who have arts degrees, like a major in
arts? Like I said,
people
I don't know
passing.
Many
you
artists.
You told me. You. Well, I'm not saying artists. Just because you have an arts degree doesn't mean you're an artist. What question was? Please answer. Thank you.
Oh,
do you know anyone with an arts degree? That's my question.
I met one bird who said she's in school for liberal arts, and I said, "Oh, what are you going to do with that degree?" And she said she does not know. She's going. What did she tell me? She's going. I think she said Italy, and she's going to just. She said drink wine and eat spaghetti.
You think for that, she is.
Well, she had this lover, this boyfriend, named Poindexter.
Oh.
Poindexter is paying the bill.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm just doing anyone. I don't know anyone with an arts degree. But I've heard, just the things I've seen and things I've heard, there's not too many jobs out there if you get an arts degree, am I correct?
Well, you can always do basket weaving, you know.
The point, if you want to be an artist, you really don't need that degree. Like, you can have your hobbies. I think the point is finding out what is it you want to do.
Let's see if we can find the actual definition of arts degree. What's the actual definition according to what? We go to Google.
You're majoring in art, history.
I want to say,
art.
What is an arts degree?
Got a story, so you might need that.
Oh.
Find it here on the
Sorry,
bear with us. He's trying to fumble around with his big fingers.
What? Yeah, everything's big.
Yeah.
And arts degree. According to, it's giving us Bing.
Oh, it does that. Bachelor of Arts, there we go.
Oh, actually, here, let's bring up Wikipedia.
That's what I was going to do. Yeah.
You can... Read to our glorious audience.
I'm not going
to
read the whole thing, but I'll read the... I'll summarize it.
The first three sentences.
I'll read this. It's a bachelor's degree awarded for undergraduate course or program in either the liberal arts, sciences, or both. Bachelor of Arts degree programs generally take 3 to 4 years, depending on the country, the school, specialization, yada, yada, yada.
So suffice to say...
Basically, yeah. So...
Liberal arts and sciences. I'm thinking it's more focused on the arts, though.
Yeah. So the point is, so this kind of degree, it's most people end up not, and they're working in their field. If you are, there's not many jobs, and they don't really pay that well. So I'm wondering why are people still getting these arts degrees if they already kind of know that there's not going to be much work? Why would you spend all that time and money doing that?
These birds get these arts degrees, I can tell you. Because they're fairly easy to get.
Are they? Well,
and fairly easy. Oh, I remember now. I have a, I will say a known person.
Mm.
And she says she's getting an arts degree, and she's going to France.
Mm.
And she said she's just going to go to France and study French culture. And I said, well, how is that going to make you money? She said, oh, well, I only have $60,000 in student loans, and she has another year and a half of university. So I told her, I said, so if I told you the total cost for me university and law school when I attend, if I were going to tell you the total cost for the university and the law school combined, the total is $20,000 flat, what would you say to me? And she says to me, she says, oh, I would probably just say, fuck you. And then she laughs. It's just, you know, just a joke. But when she's done, she's going to have $80,000 in student loans and no prospects for a good career.
Yeah, so these people who do that, you got to talk to people in the field. Are they? I'm sure that person probably didn't talk to someone who has an arts degree and is working.
I'm biased because I know her, and she may or may not be listening. I don't want her to feel badly about herself, but I will say that her prospects for employment are definitely very bleak with an arts degree.
Yeah, so to back to this story. So it sounds like most of the story was in the CBC. Thank you. I'm just going to pull it up. It said most of the... Wait a second. Most of the best degrees to get, it says, if you want to improve your odds of getting a high-paying job after finishing your education, forget about that English degree. That's what the CBC says. And CBC, I guess, is a...
By the way, if you want to find this story, just go to, CBC News, and you can Google nursing, pharmacy jobs plentiful, but engineers earn more, and you can find the story.
Yeah. So what they said was, English degree is not going to cut it. A new report by Rookopolis suggests that nursing and pharmacy students are most likely to land employment in their field of graduation. Those are good fields. Healthcare, sciences, like, you're going to have a job. It's like a decent paying job. Because even if you go to nursing, even if you get a bachelor's degree, master's, PhD, you're going to work in nursing. So think about those kind of careers. Nursing, it's a degree. You're going to be a nurse. Arts degree, what kind of profession are you going to do? Like engineering degree, you're going to be engineer.
You can get
the picture, right?
You can finger paint.
Other degrees that are very good are pharmacy, computer science, like I said, engineering, human resources.
We can definitely tell
what's the theme here.
No.
Well,
we can tell what you are very passionate about, one of your areas of interest, because the listeners can totally hear your enthusiasm in your voice as you discuss this.
Well, yeah, because it's really important. Because from my personal experience, I used to be, I worked in the veterinary medicine field, and played with
puppies.
Yeah, I loved it. It doesn't pay very well, but when I was 21, 22, and I was like, oh, well, I'll figure it out later. The money will come. You're kind of almost brainwashed in thinking that, oh, I'll just follow your passion. You have to make a conscious effort to find out what you like and then make sure you can make some money. Fortunately, in this lifetime, we need money until we can trade or use gold or something. We have to use money to buy things. So you have to try to get the both of the best worlds, which I finally found it.
Yeah, but in all honesty, a lot of these birds are not going to go for these bigger degrees as such, because I hate to say it. Well, I don't hate to say it, but a lot of these birds...
Hey, you don't hate to say it.
Well, I don't hate to say it, you know that. But a lot of these birds, they want the easy route. And if it's easy to get arts degree in, basket weaving or social sciences of the Mesopotamian Empire, or et cetera, it's an easy degree. Mind you, when they're in debt $18,000 later, then they can, you know, possibly marry Poindexter. And Poindexter will sort out the student loan.
Yeah, you have to balance it out. How much debt am I going to be in? How much money can I make? Do I have a job? You got to balance that in this economy. It's not like I don't know, 40 years ago, just got an arts degree, find out who you are, it's all right, and there's something out there for you. No, it's not going to work. Because I think quite a few people now do have a degree. You need more than it. You need, well, even a master's now, but it depends what it is. Science, math, engineering, like computers. Yeah.
Tom Likas had a bit of a different take on this. He mentioned this same thing.
Yeah.
But what he said, Tom Likas said, for the birds, the hotter the bird is, the less likely she's going to go for these advanced degrees or do as much hard work, because her looks actually will carry her fairly far. But the birds were not as hard. Tom Likas told them on the show, you birds need to get there and study daily, get these big grades. You know, you don't really see too many models working as engineers or architects or computer scientists, etc. You see, you know, just like, you know, average birds there, which
is
fine.
The thing is, we talk about this a lot, actually. These youth is very fleeting, so when those years go by, then what are you going
to
do?
These hot of birth are not going to do it.
What are they going to do?
Well, no, I mean, they may go to school. If they go to school, it's going to be like the arts. If you notice a lot of birds in the arts, they tend to be fairly decent looking or nice looking. It's funny. Like, they tend to attract the arts type degrees, but the degrees with the engineering, et cetera, the more complex ones, you tend not to see like the hardest ones. And the correlation is because she know her looks won't get her only but so far, she's going to be motivated to work harder. That's, I guess, reality. If you take a mini survey, that's what you will find.
Yeah, so the point is, ladies listening, these are the degrees that are good to have now. So if you can get these degrees, your chances of employment are better. If you can find a job, it's way better. So
it is, but, you know, time will tell. What the fucking fish keeps flashing, you know, over there? They always act up when we're on the air. Look at Jack Dempsey. It was Jack Dempsey chasing the other. But, yeah, so.
Oh. So, yeah, this kind of ties into the other part of what we're going to talk about as well.
I don't even know what we're talking about.
Well, the other part we're talking about is another CPC story. You can look that up as well. It is the story based on
House poor
adults aged 35 to 44 carry heaviest debt load.
Yes. Mm.
Yes. So this is the other part. So you got this arts degree. You graduated. You're married. Okay, now you're like, buy a house, a mortgage, have some kids. Point I don't understand, which we've talked about before.
It's the juicy part stuff now.
If you can't afford it, why do it? It's a simple question.
If the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Point is, I see two sides of it. In the past, I have to say, if my family's listening, but I've been pressured.
Whatever.
I don't bow to any pressure. Like, I don't. I'm not going to do it. No one can tell. I hate being told what to do. I won't do it.
And no doubt.
Yeah, like the brain, basically, society's brainwashed. Oh, you have to get that degree, and you should now, okay, now you get married, now you can have the mortgage, the cat and dog, and the kids. That's what you're supposed to do. So since it's also a full moon, I want to say it's a good reminder to step back. Why are you even living this life? Do you know who you are? You want to live this life like this? Like, people are so conditioned, they can't even step outside the box and see what's going on. Like, are you happy? Who are you?
Yeah, they don't know.
No, like, have a good look in the mirror. And who looks back at you? Like, how do you feel about yourself?
That's how some feel.
And how do you feel how you're treating people? Treating your spouse, your kids, if you want kids or don't want kids, your family. If you want to change, do it.
Again, a lot of these birds won't change until they get better, like female, role models, you know, to check out. Because these birds, I hate to say it, they go on these vacations they cannot afford, and all they mostly, all they mostly care about is just one thing. Well, one thing, and this is the thing. which is going to the next vacation.
And actually, it actually is a bigger role to this. It hurts, actually, the economy. If the majority of people say they're on a tight budget, and that's fine, they put on credit. Well, it doesn't hurt the vacation, taking a vacation, that economy, but it hurts your local community if you spend less money on different businesses in the community.
Well, let's just be blunt about why we say that. You are the one that's politically correct. I am not.
I don't like that term, politically correct. I like being nice. I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings.
Screw being nice. The people, what she means is the clientele we get, well, sorry, oftentimes we get clientele who they say that the budget is tight, which is fine.
Fair enough,
tight is tight, mind you. But it's tight because of the fact that they did not balance money proper. They poor money management skills.
And they still want to go on vacation.
And they still go on the vacation by the home, the flat they cannot afford.
And so I can't, it's not my place to say anything, but I observe and listen. So people tell me that, oh, okay. So I just don't get it.
Mind you, we're extremely busy.
I can't complain. Like, I'm really grateful for all the clients. But it's just interesting dynamic that I see majority of people.
Well, yeah, like I said, we discussed it today. Right now, we have hundreds of clients.
I'm always having to look through my filing cabinet. Like, there's always so many stuff files in there.
And the ones from Mother England, really. Well, I handle those because that's, my people. But that's busy, too. But the bottom line is, a lot of the ones here, born and raised here, they tend to have the money troubles, which I still don't fully understand.
And if you want, we can delve deeper into this. If you always have to go on vacation, maybe also looking in the mirror, find why are you...
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
What the fuck?
Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
Why are you living your life? You have to always go on vacation. What are you running away from? Why aren't you living your life right now, present time, being happy, excited? This is... I get going away too, but I'm not going away to, run away from my life. My vacation is being in nature, and
about the puppies and.
Today I was in the, I like going out in the backyard and the trees and saw some little birds around.
You mean the birds and the trees, not the.
The birds and the bees, no. Actually, I saw bees too.
You don't mean like these kind of birds here.
No.
That's what I heard in DePaul this past weekend.
All right, so let's bring up some data. In the article, it talks about... So this generation, I guess, is from my generation.
35, 44.
Let's put down here. So it says, Canadians aged 35 to 44 are heavily in debt, part because of the high prices that pay for the housing, and they're vulnerable to rise in interest rates. Once again, it's another... The programming I was talking about. Why is everyone programmed to get a house? You don't own it. The bank does.
And a hypnosis, hypnotherapy, yeah. This is actually called waking hypnosis.
Yes. So waking hypnosis happens when you hear the repeated message a lot of times from people you trust. It can be over time, even just media, celebrity, parents, professionals, doctors, teachers. And you just, it just goes all to your subconscious. By the way, hypnosis can help with this. If you want to be ready to change your mindset, it can help.
That was the next thing I was going to ask. Oh. You beat me to it.
Yes, I did. So, yeah. So if you, yeah, exactly. So
must be the fucking moon.
The moon. Yeah, I'm on my A game today. Because if you feel like I mentioned earlier, if you feel like you're ready to change your mindset, well, hypnosis will get you there. So. Yeah.
Well, you may as well tell some more about the waking hypnosis and about this thing 35-44, but for money. Oh, sorry, for the programming.
Yeah. So, everyone's. From a little girl, you're like, oh, she married Prince Charming. By the way, Disney, and we talked about it before, Disney is terrible for these little girls because it's like, makes you self-reliant on a man and he has to do this and that for you and doesn't really promote education and self-improvement.
Yeah, it's like you see these little girls, 9 years old, wearing clothing that says, messages that says, juicy and et cetera. What the fuck's a 9-year-old wearing a top that says Juicy?
Why is she showing either a stomach or some of these girls I see on the train? I'm just like, okay. I don't know. But,
yeah, and some of these perverted individuals, be it male or female, see that and they get these thoughts. So society in itself is, in a sense, destroying itself or going along that path. Unless they,
we're not destroying ourselves, but hence today at the moon. We're on a path of moving forward. Stuff eventually drops. But back to the topic.
We were on the topic.
Kind of went off a little, didn't we?
No, not really. Okay, get ready. Going for the topic.
Here's my horse. Get ready. But no, all this programming from getting a house, getting that perfect job, perfect this, perfect career. It's very materialistic. And the day, that's why a lot of people, even if they have that, they still look in the mirror and they're miserable. They don't like who is in the mirror.
I can see that.
So, but it's all about free choice. It's all about free choice. I can't, make someone want to change. But if you're thinking you're miserable and you're ready to make that change, well, it starts there.
And you know it.
I know it.
But we need to get these people to realize this.
Totally.
Realize what they're living is, well, it's kind of a sham. All those programming. Very much brainwashing. The banks are part of it too. Everything's part of it. You have mortgage and get this, and you're good to go. Pop another kid out, and it's what you're supposed to do. And meanwhile, I see people like so stressed out, and they don't know what they're doing, and they're just like, oh. Like,
bottom line is, people, if you don't sort yourself out and be prepared, you will be a pawn of the system. And when you are a pawn of the system,
you're vulnerable.
Did a fish just jump out?
Yeah, you're pawn of the system. They want to go to the pawn. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. So, yeah, you're vulnerable. Like, you don't know, like, who knows, those budget cuts, this program, that program.
They want you to be dependent upon the system.
Yeah.
When you're dependent, you belong to the system. And the system, you're basically, the system has a leash around your neck, so they can yank the leash whichever way they want. Yeah.
And they don't want independent thought, because right now, around the world, all these, what are you going to call them, dictators, presidents, prime ministers, they like people being the sheep. Being the sheep, easy to control.
Well, corporations are the same. Yeah. They need sheep.
So slowly, there is small groups, I have to admit, that are slowly being...
They're fiendish. They want sheep.
Yeah. Slowly, there's small groups that I belong to and I've joined that are slowly... start to think independently and thinking, this is not the world I want to live in. I want to live a different way.
Totally.
Thank you, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? You can live a happy life and you don't have to be stressed out and you can have an easy life. Like, it's not that hard. It starts up here in your head. It's true.
Yeah, just work together. Don't have all this drama, all this stuff going. And then, if you're in a similar industry, work with each other in the industry to achieve.
Yeah, just be a positive person. Never, it doesn't look, don't talk about someone negatively.
Yeah, don't be like other hypnotherapists, I won't say names, who always put little snippets out about us without mentioning names.
Or even people you've never met or know, or you're just saying, talking about, that's just...
It's just dumb. It's like you got nothing better to do with your fucking life but just to do snippets.
I think, even people who do that, actually, I have no negative feelings towards them. I feel kind of sorry for them, but
you
just have to live your life to the highest.
Well,
I only have highest intentions for people I meet, and so I would never wish harm on anyone.
Yeah, life is too short to have negative feelings, and I say that to all. I have zero negative feelings.
Oh, I want an interesting subject. If I told you, it's kind of off topic. It's about emotions. There's a study in Japan where they had different in labs. Oh, you could take glasses. Glasses of water. Water said love. Another water, it said anger and whatever. And so the one that said anger, it was like really ugly how it froze. Like they froze the water,
mm.
and the crystals were formed. It was really distorted. Like the one that said love, it was really beautiful. Since we're I think 80% water, if you're angry and wishing ill will on someone, look what it's doing to your body. You can Google it on I can't think of the name of the study, but there's been many famous studies of this, how your thoughts even can change the water molecules.
Oh, yeah,
it might be too deep.
It may be a bit too much for
some of these
birds. But
I'm just saying, the point at the end of the day, work on yourself, and if you're so angry all the time, or upset, or jealous of everyone, look in the mirror.
Yeah, because in all honesty, you're only hurting yourself by having the jealousy and etc. and being envious. It's better to work upon yourself, have positive self-reflection, as opposed to just nitpicking and snipping at this and that. And it goes to everyone whom is listening.
Yes, especially in the field of hypnotherapy. Well, my goal is to bring it to the masses, so it's affordable to everyone. But and my goal eventually is for this field to be standardized, so everyone's on the same level.
Yeah, I love these things. Holy therapy, y'all.
No, but instead of the public, they know what they're getting. You know, because in different countries, there's different standards, and I was just like...
Well, I'll just come out and say that some of the way that they're learning, and that the thing they're learning, is not the best.
Yes.
As we discovered here recently.
And discovered, you know, most people don't have a background in mental health that can...
Yeah, I mean, your school, without naming it, your school is probably the best.
It's also the school, and you're kind of, your personality and how much practice you have, you got to put yourself into it. You know what I mean? You can't just kind of coast through it. But anyway.
We can't say the name of your school. Can we say the location? Can we say the city?
Sure. It's in Surrey.
In Surrey, British Columbia.
I have to feel proud, though. I've influenced two people, one's a client, to actually become a hypnotherapist. So some people would feel insecure about that. I don't. I think I feel really good about that because the more of us there are, the better. Like, and these two people I know actually are nice people and good people. So, yeah. There you have it. And it's just, I think it's good. It makes you feel good to have gratitude to other people and be happy for someone else. Let's bring another topic about family.
Family.
Your family should be happy for you. You're trying to improve your life. You know, you're trying to change your mindset, whatever it is. If they're not, you better keep clear boundaries with them, and you're not going to tolerate them if they're going to try to bring you down.
And that will happen to the Tatas. We just, you know.
Yeah.
That's a different story there in itself.
There you go. But yeah, these two topics are intertwined. Yeah, I'm really passionate about education. I love education.
Okay, that's good to go. But
so, yeah.
let's entice the listeners more. Now it's time for some boasting, meaning.
What should I boast about?
Well, you can boast about how successful you are with the gastric band and the results.
Oh yeah, the gastric band. Yeah, we did that show a couple of weeks ago.
No, I don't mean the show. I mean the people.
I know. I'm just referencing. People know what I'm talking about. Okay, so yeah, it's right. The gastric band. If you didn't know what that is, that we did a show on that a couple of weeks ago. Been having some great results since then. I have two ladies I'm working with, and they're starting to lose weight, and they can't eat as much, which is the whole point of the gastric band. And they really love the hypnosis MP3. It really enforces healthy eating and exercise. So I'm really blown away. And this is no surgery. Like, this is just all in the mind.
So let me translate and say in the caveman blunt way, the birds are eating less. Their clothes sizes are rapidly decreasing.
Eating healthier.
Well, eating less and eating healthier.
Active, more active. And they're conscious of what they're eating. People are not conscious eaters. They eat whatever, watching TV.
Their clothes sizes are going down. Yeah. They're feeling better about themselves.
Yes.
And eventually, they'll likely be down to the size of, slim and supermodel material.
No, that's waking hypnosis. Whenever I'm talking to the mind, it's you'll be your ideal weight, your size for you, whatever's healthy for you. Forget about numbers. You can have a rough size in your mind, but don't talk about supermodels because you think it's healthy to be that skinny?
Okay, well, no, I don't like that skinny anyway.
Anyways. Yes, to be healthy within your range.
Bottom line is they'll be slim.
They'll be healthy. Thank you.
They'll likely be slim.
They'll likely be slim. I know everyone has different body types. People are slim, athletic, whatever. But yeah, that's the whole point. But yeah, you have to be careful. I know, even when we're talking...
Waking hypnosis, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, you know...
Yeah, so that's been going really well. And really, well, I love it. Natural, holistic, there's no drugs. So it's like, what's not to love? And actually, one client called me the other day who's inquiring. So I was excited about that. Because I really want to help as many people. Because, you know, as we know, we talked about this. It's another subject you're interested in about people's health. And
well, yeah, you got to be healthy. You got to make sure you're sorted out.
Yeah.
I'm a firm believer of good health, especially, you know, for men. Well, men and women, but you keep my, keep the boys.
Yeah.
You have to have good health. And the birds need good health, too.
But yeah, that's been going really well. And I'm blown away by just how things have been going. It's been about a year, and still steady clients are helping.
Well, yeah, let's do some more boasting and bragging.
Yeah, so I know in the fall, there's going to be a lot of people coming in again, probably for weight loss. And
we have hundreds of clients right now, hundreds.
Yeah.
And more, you know, ringing in and wanting to come in. But the schedule we have, it's they're on the fucking waiting list.
And you can imagine my busy, I'm always busy, but my busiest season, which is insane, is it's winter.
But the point is, this is the slowest season.
The summer.
And now
it's
busy.
It's still steady, yeah.
It's still busy.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's...
Because people always need, there's always a need, right? People need help. Losing weight or emotional issue, there's always a need.
And people don't worry about the fees, but the monies. We have a sliding scale fee.
Yeah.
So either way, we can sort you out.
The only thing I ask clients is that you're committed to the process and you're willing to come every session and do the work.
Yeah. Otherwise, yeah, we'll work up the fee. We just want you to be serious about it. We come in because we will be serious about you and get you sorted out.
Yeah.
But you have to be serious too.
Yes. Because it's not a quick fix. Although it only takes a couple sessions, but still, it's not overnight. It's a process and... As long as we're a team, client's committed, I'm committed.
Totally.
Make it happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Totally.
So everything so far, everything else the show is good. I don't think the full moon disrupted anything else, so except for your queen.
Yeah, how dare, that's Mother England. How dare they do such a thing?
Yeah. So is it me? I feel like the time has accelerated. Like we're almost, 10th is August 10th, almost halfway over. August is halfway over. What do you think about that?
I think August is halfway over. Or technically, the 15th is halfway.
Is it almost? But
you say potatoes, I say potatoes the correct way. I mean, just apples and oranges.
Or bananas or whatever. Yeah, so we have about 5 minutes left here.
6 minutes and 16, to be technical.
So, listeners, if you go send us a message in the chat room or on our website. Our website is secondchancetransformationhypnotherapy.com or noahsarkhypnotherapy.com.
Oh, we got a message.
Receiving incoming transmission. Comlink established. Receiving incoming transmission. Comlink established.
Oh, I have to go on.
Yeah, back to the moon. Yeah. But no, yeah, send us a comment or questions or something else you want to talk about. So there's something you want to hear, something that's on your mind, questions about anything, health.
Well, people, we love the feedback we get. We love all the emails and et cetera, Facebook posts, Facebook messages that we get. We try to cover as much as we can. But if you want to call in, ring us in, just you know what to do. How many people we got on? We got 75 people, it looks like, just online chat. You good folks, go ahead and ring us and don't be shy.
Yeah. Cause I'm curious, coming the fall, what's everyone's plans? Are you off work, going back to work? Have any goals? You want to lose weight? Go back to school?
The birds go back to school and back to work, like October-ish. And then that's when the summer's gone and they cannot wear their skirts outside and et cetera.
I wonder what courses they're taking. Is it the arts degree?
You know,
we're talking about that.
Of course, you don't have to go to the arts degree.
but
it's really unfortunate. But I mean,
yeah.
But is everyone should know by now? I sugarcoat nothing.
Oh, something I forgot to talk about. Emphasizing degrees, but hey, trade schools are really good. Or even if you get like a diploma in like anything, like nutrition, if you can get whatever schooling you use, if you can make a career out of it, that you make money, that's good. Degree is not the only way to have a good career. And now most people have either a job or they have their own business. It's hard to rely on just on your job. You're not going to, even the highest paying job, most people, even like firefighters, they have their own business. So
they're here to do, yeah. They're here to don't make so much money that they should.
Yeah. It's even engineers here, sometimes it's tight.
You're telling me.
You're an engineer. We're talking about engineers, good paying.
Speaking of that, here is a word when, I can't find it in the board here. Oh, never mind.
Huh?
No, it's one of our sponsors. I was going to play a word from him, but I cannot.
No, you're cooking.
No, I can't. What the f... Huh. I can't find it. We're supposed to play one of our sponsors. He's going to,
Anyway, our sponsors Denied Entry to USA, so you can actually feel free to check them out. They're at denied entry to USA.com. Check out their site and see what they offer, and
I can't
sponsor.
Find his.
Anyway, so I just did the plug, so there's
No, it's not it.
Yeah.
Now, he likes this commercial play, but
yeah, so next time he can do it, so he's fine.
Well, he's going to grumble. Oh, well.
So yeah, bottom line for the week, lady. So, look in that mirror, and who's looking back at you? Make the change if you're ready. You're willing.
They won't be willing now. They were willing in the very near future.
Future? What do you mean?
Once when they wake up, when they look in the mirror and say, "Oh my God, I'm getting older. I need to change." But we're trying to get you to do the change now, so you won't have that meltdown.
Yeah, so you know, it's just, the older you are, I'm not saying you can always do it no matter what age, but it can get a little more challenging when you're older. But
this is true.
All right, anything else? We'll wrap it up soon?
Possibly. I'm still trying to find his,
It's fine. I don't think they want to wait around you looking for it. So.
No, it's a Sunday. Everyone's recovering from the party. They have a hangover.
No, maybe at the park. Maybe they're going for a nature walk. I don't know.
Yeah, sure. Well, they just put the little ones in the bed. I just found his commercial.
Have you been stopped at the U.S. border? If so, we can help. Been denied entry to the USA? If so, we can help. Criminal record? We can help you get a pardon. Call 1-888-908-3841 and ask us to solve your USA entry problem.
There. Okay, ladies, till next time, have a great transformation of life. And
so my tip for the week is kind of what we're talking about. Look in the mirror, and if you're willing to change, make the change, and hypnosis can help you with that.
And on that note,
have a great week and happy full supermoon, the biggest one of the year, by the way.
Ooh!
Howl the moon! Ooh! All right, have a great week.
Join us next time for another exciting episode of the Second Chance Lifestyle Show, where we will continue to discuss the issues that are important to you and only you, no one else. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/Second Chance Transformation Hypnotherapy, or check out our website at secondchancetransformationhypnotherapy.com. That's 2ND Chance. Or send us a tweet at Second Chance Hypno. So until next time, have an excellent life-changing week. And in the words of my Vulcan colleague, live long and prosper.